This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming up, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire tops the U.S. weekend box office. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, a trailer for Sonic Toys Party has appeared online and revealed gameplay heavily inspired by party game Fall Guys. The trailer, first published by YouTube channel The Sonic Show, shows familiar Sonic characters compete to qualify by completing a number of stages. It looks like there's support for up to 32 players, with the likes of Sonic, Knuckles, Shadow, and Tails all shown off. The last player wins. Sonic Toys Party is a mobile game reportedly due out this summer. Sega has yet to comment. It's a busy time for Sonic, with Sonic Superstars now nearing 6 months from release, platformer Sonic Dream Team out now on Apple Arcade, the Knuckles spinoff show due out in April, and Sonic the Hedgehog 3 hitting theaters in December. There's plenty for Sonic fans to dig into this year. Next, Microsoft has reportedly reached an agreement with former Crash Bandicoot developer Toys for Bob for the studio's next game. In February, Toys for Bob announced plans to spin off from Microsoft-owned Activision to become an indie developer. Toys for Bob is the developer behind Skylanders, Spyro Reignited Trilogy, and the Crash Bandicoot games, but in more recent years had become a Call of Duty support studio. At the time, Toys for Bob said it was exploring a possible partnership between our new studio and Microsoft, adding both Microsoft and Activision were extremely supportive of its new direction. While Toys for Bob's first project as an indie studio is apparently in the early days, fans wondered if it could be a revival of Crash, Spyro, or another IP Toys for Bob has become known and beloved for. When Toys for Bob announced its independence, it told fans to keep your horns on and your eyes out for more news. Some are taking this as a nod to Spyro the Dragon. Now that Microsoft owns Activision Blizzard, it owns all associated intellectual property, including Crash and Spyro. And The Legend of Zelda movie director Wes Ball has outlined his vision for the live-action feature, saying he wants to make a serious adaptation that feels real to audiences. Ball, who is known for the Maze Runner trilogy and the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, touched on his ambitions for Nintendo's planned The Legend of Zelda movie during an interview with Total Film, saying that he knows how important the franchise is to fans and wants to provide an escape for them. Ball admits that, if he could, he would live in the legendary world of Zelda, so when it comes to making the live-action movie, he hopes to create something that seems tangible, with lots of qualities audiences will enjoy, asserting it has to feel like something real, something serious and cool, but fun and whimsical. Nintendo announced plans to create a live-action The Legend of Zelda movie in partnership with Sony Pictures last November. Fans are unsure how to feel about the live-action take, and it is currently unclear exactly which Zelda story the movie will adapt, or whether it will be an all-new adventure. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire grossed $45.2 million in its opening weekend at the U.S. box office, putting it only slightly ahead of its 2021 predecessor. According to Variety, Bustin' does indeed make people feel good, as Frozen Empire opened on the higher end of expectations, collecting $45.2 million from U.S. ticket sales. This figure is close to Ghostbusters Afterlife's $44 million start in the U.S., though that movie opened in theaters in 2021 during pandemic-challenged times. Sony's sequel to Afterlife arrived on the big screen on March 22nd and added $16.4 million at the box office from international markets for a global opening weekend of $61.6 million against a reported $100 million production budget. Its box office takings pushed the franchise past the $1 billion milestone at the worldwide box office. Dune Part 2 held the second spot with a weekend haul of $17.6 million at the U.S. box office in its fourth week of release, while DreamWorks Animation's Kung Fu Panda 4 claimed third place with $16.8 million. Neon Sydney Sweeney-led horror movie Immaculate opened in fourth place with $5.3 million, and the true-life tale Arthur the King rounded out the top five, taking in $4.4 million in its second week at theaters. Frozen Empire, co-written by Jason Reitman and Gil Kenan, who also directed the Poltergeist-peppered picture, sees the Spengler family return to where it all started, the New York City firehouse, to team up with the original Ghostbusters and save the world from a second ice age after an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force. The movie so far has received mixed reviews from critics, though it is scoring much higher with audiences based on its Rotten Tomatoes rating. IGN's review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire gave it a 4 out of 10, noting that its tiresome, bloated plot and expansive roster of characters will leave many viewers out in the cold. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.